The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Catholic Primary School Management Association has warned dramatic rising costs turbocharged by post-pandemic inflation have left many schools struggling financially, and as a result parents are facing a hike in the so-called voluntary contributions to plug the shortfalls. With us on the line, we have got the General Secretary of the Catholic Primary School Management Association, Seamus Mulcrony. But first of all, Peter Melrose, who is a primary school teacher for Meath. Peter, good morning to you.
Morning.
Hate to have to bring you back to the world of school during the summer holidays, but here we are. How much of an issue is this in your school?
Yeah, so it probably is the issue in the schools at the moment. You know, it's well known at this stage that the funding we're getting from government is simply not enough. I believe there's an increase to 224 per pupil in primary schools mooted. I mean, I'm sure Seamus will be able to tell you better than I think we need at the very, very least 300 to stand still. I think costs have increased something by about 70% or something in the last since COVID. We should be looking towards, you know, I think it's 380 something post-primary school level. That's where primary schools need to be. Specifically, I just saw that there's a net cut maybe in the ICT Minor Works grant. And I just want to make this point. Microsoft Windows is ending its support for Windows 10 in October. And I know that there are schools around the country that are operating Windows 10 that have to make decisions with their ICT grant about which laptops to upgrade and which smart boards they need to upgrade. And where this is a very serious issue is that that will give very, you know yourself, if your phone or your laptop is in need of an upgrade, it really works at limited capacity. And we as teachers nowadays with our school laptops, we have lots of confidential information on our own laptops. That's why we need to have the boards separate. So we were looking at not being able to use Windows on our smart boards. And I'm just not sure that the minister is really clued into what's happening in schools, because that's going to be a huge issue.
If you can't use Windows, what are you using?
Well, that's it exactly. So the board would go back to its very limited Android functionality, but it's a thing that the boards are set up to use the Windows, because that's what you need. That's where you get your PowerPoint, and increasingly things like Canva being used. It's where you demonstrate things on the boards and get that visual aspect to your teaching, which has becoming ingrained. I'm teaching 15 years and it's how I teach. It's how I was taught to teach when I was going through college. It's such an integral part of my job. And we're looking in October, because of the limited ICT grant, that there are schools around the country that their laptops and boards won't work properly. I mean, what are we doing here, you know?
Seamus Mulcrony, General Secretary of the Catholic Primary School Management Association. Is this something for every school, Seamus, or are there some schools suffering more than others?
There are certainly some schools suffering more than others, but it really is for every school this year. Schools have always been underfunded. We've always got less than the OECD average in payments to schools. But what has happened over the last 3 to 4 years is there has been a massive increase in school costs. I mean, if you look at something like heating oil, it's up in some cases by 80%. Other utilities are up by 49%. Insurance is up by a third. Cleaning costs are up by 60%. Management information systems, which all schools use, like Aladdin, they're also substantially a substantial cost. So all of the basic costs for running a school have soared. The capitation has not soared to match the increases.
And why? It's the obvious question, because if you speak to parents right now, lots of parents are going, government have done a lot for us. They've got free school books now. We just had to pay for them before. So that's expense we don't have to incur anymore. Why is the department ignoring the reality of inflation?
I don't think the department is ignoring the reality. It just doesn't have the money to give us. And that's money that comes from DEEPER. So the issue is really with DEEPER and the Department of Finance. If you look at the overall capitation expense for schools, it's about 120 million a year, roughly, for primary schools. Now, the amount spent on school meals is about 300 million, or will be this year when all schools are signed up. Basically, you will be getting in September €224 per pupil to run the school and to pay for that list of things that I gave you earlier on, which you'd be getting about 536 to feed the pupil. So we're taking good care of the pupils in that aspect, but we're not taking care of the running costs of the school. And if the school can't get it from the state, it's going to have to look for it elsewhere. So if you're a parent, you can expect to see some increase in voluntary contributions, though I think schools will do everything to minimise those. But you can also expect to have no plastic bottles in your house, because that's the kind of thing that schools are doing to fundraise. They are desperate to raise cash. And we have a lot of schools now who are basically dependent on money from collecting plastic bottles to pay for school essentials.
Peter Mellors, that was the point I was going to put to you next. A lot of people right now are saying, well, my school doesn't have a voluntary contribution, but they probably have seen a fundraising drive of some nature in the last little while. I mean, schools aren't as upfront about saying we need 150 quid from every parent of every child, but they do it in other ways.
Oh, I mean, you know, our fundraising is our voluntary contribution by another name, unfortunately. And I'm telling you, Jonathan, I've never run as many fundraisers as I have in the last 5 years of my career. And it used to be, I actually think fundraising is not something any school should have to engage in. You should be properly funded. But it used to be that when you were doing a fundraiser, it felt like it was for a tangible goal at the end. I know that there was lots of schools fundraising for maybe an Astro or a sensory playground or something. Now we are fundraising to fundraise, to have to meet our costs for actually running the school, because of the shortfall that is we are left with from the department, as Seamus rightly points out. So we're asking again and again and again from parents. And like, there are plenty of schools in disadvantaged areas. There are DESH schools where you're asking something that the parents can't give. And if we are baking in parents' contributions, that is not something that's a reliable source. We can't depend on them to part fund our schools when that funding should be coming from our government.
Yeah, Seamus, that means we've got a twin track system. You've got schools in areas, let's be blunt, affluent areas that will easily fundraise because the money is going to be there. And then you have schools in areas where children might already be at some form of disadvantage, whether it'll be coming to school hungry or not having the same opportunities. And it's going to be a lot harder to fundraise in those locations.
That's entirely correct. But also, just generally, the idea that principals, boards of management and teachers should be spending their time fundraising is fundamentally wrong. These are highly skilled professionals.
Seamus, I do disagree with you on that one, because everybody fundraises, whether they are CEOs or fellas sweeping the streets. We all fundraise. It's the reason why we fundraise is significant. And in this case, they shouldn't have to do it, but it's not beyond them.
It may not be beyond them, but they are being forced to fundraise. They're not doing it for the niceties. They're doing it for necessities. And by the way, in the Constitution, it says the state shall provide for free primary education. It's one of the few times the government is committed to spending on a specific topic in the Constitution. I think it's actually the only one. The government isn't doing that. And when I say that it's wrong that teachers are doing this, the teachers should be focused on teaching and learning. That should be the sole focus when they're in the classroom. Teaching and learning and the welfare of the child, not trying to figure out how they're going to fundraise to get an update on their software. Like, this is, if you look at the opportunity cost of the fundraising, the amount of time that is wasted, or principals wasting their time at night trying to figure out ways to match it, to get their bills paid, that's wrong. We need them focused on the welfare of the children and on teaching and learning. If you go to one of our prisons at the moment, you will find that 60 to 70% of the prisoners have either learning difficulties or reading difficulties. If you fail to give a child a good education in primary school, the cost to that person's life, the cost to the state, is massive. We need to get teachers and principals and boards focused on what they're meant to be doing, which is teaching and learning, and making sure we give the best possible education, not penny-pinching and trying to fundraise. They have a mission. We need to give them the tools to do it.
I just throw back to one of the things that we teach our children in the schools about the proclamation in 1916, one line of which is cherish all the children of the nation equally. It doesn't sound like that's what's happening in a lot of our classrooms.
Could I make a point on that? In second level, they get 72% more in capitation. So if we get, what is it? I think we get 224, they get something like 380. Now, if you have a child in sixth class and they walk out the door in June and in September they walk in to a second level school, they're somehow magically worth 145 euro more. Now, can anybody explain that to me? I asked somebody in the Department of Education one time, what, you know, why is the amount of money so much higher in second level? And he said it's self-evident. In my experience, the only things that are self-evident in policy are things where there is no evidence. Let's treat all of the children equally and give them the same amount of money.
Seamus Mulcrony, who is the president, general secretary, rather, of the Catholic Primary School Management Association. Peter Melrose, primary school teacher from Meath. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for joining us. It is true. I mean, voluntary contributions were, they didn't dress them up back in the day. They were, give us 100 quid there, or give us 150 quid there, and everybody grumbled. Now you dress it up as fundraising. Bring in your plastic bottles and we'll bring them down to the local Super Value and recycle them for you. None of that makes sense. They shouldn't have to do it, yet here they do. And it's a very valid point. The second you go to secondary school, all of a sudden those students become more valuable. For what exactly?
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.